And you'd say he what?
He looks like his dad.
Okay. And suppose he starts picking up his father's mannerisms and behavior and so on, you'd say he...
He sure has lousy manners.
Okay.
Because some of these fathers sure have lousy manners.
Yeah, okay. And you might say about somebody you knew, you might say, boy, she had a hard life. Her husband died and she, what, 6 children all by herself.
She has to work hard.
Okay, but...
To take care of her 6 kids.
Okay, she... What?
She has to raise her kids by herself.
Okay. To a child who's misbehaved, you might say, if you do that again, I'm going to give you a good...
Swap.
Okay. And if one little boy says that to another little boy, you know, and there's going to be a fight, mm-hmm. he says, you do that again, I'm going to give you a good...
Spanking. Or beating.
One little boy.
Whip your butt.
Okay. And say it was 2 big boys, you know, like 2 boys in high school, and the guy says, you know, there's going to be a real fight then, and... He says, okay, you do that again, and I'm going to give you a good...
Beating.
Okay. Let's see. If Bob, a boy named Bob, is 5 inches taller this year, you'd say, Bob, what a lot in 1 year?
He grew up in, in 1 year.
And you'd say to him, you certainly have what, big?
You sure have gotten big.
Okay, or if you're going to use the word grow, you say, you sure have...
Grown up quite a bit.
Okay. And you might say, that Bob came up so fast you could almost see him.
Tall. Thin.
Okay, you say he grew, so you could almost see him. Same word?
Thin.
Oh,
he grew up tall.
Okay, you're talking about him growing, okay?
Growing,
Yeah, all right.
He grew up... To be a fine man.
Okay. A child that's born to an unmarried woman would be a what?
An outcast.
Okay. Anything else? Not call a child?
They got names for it, but I wouldn't use it.
Okay.
But, let's see. A child without a father, I guess.
Okay.
But of course, they got other names that they use.
What are the names that you wouldn't use? Can you tell me? I won't tell anybody you said.
They call them little bastards.
Okay. Anything else like that?
Children that shouldn't be here without parents.
Okay. You might say about somebody, you might say, Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is even...
Most precious.
Okay. Your brother's son would be your... What? Your brother's son.
It's my precious grandson.
Well, no. Okay, you got a brother, right?
Yeah.
Okay, he's got a boy.
Oh, and it's my nephew.
Okay. A child that's lost both parents, you'd say that child is...
Lost.
Without
parents.
Okay, anything that you call a child, you'd say he's in...
Trouble.
Okay.
Because when they don't have parents, they are lost.
If they put them in an institution, what do you call them?
An orphanage.
Okay. Is an orphanage what you call a child, or is it what you call the institution? Which is it?
Well, it's an institution, but it's still an orphanage.
Okay.
You're without parents.
Okay. And a person who doesn't have parents is looked after by its legal...
Guardian.
Okay. And if you have a bunch of cousins and nephews and nieces and so on around, you'd say, boy, this whole town is just full of my...
Kin folks.
Okay. Would you use the same word, kin folks, for
your
parents?
No, families.
For your parents?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about your children?
Cousins. Grandchildren.
Would you use the word kin folks to mean your children?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because that's what they do around here. Boy, I seen my kin folks down there, and they'd say, well, that's your sister. Well, it don't make a difference. You still kin to me.
Okay, yeah, so on. You might say about somebody, yeah, she has the same family name, and she does look a little bit like me, but we're actually no...
A whole lot's different.
Well,